USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wow, was it close at Wimbledon at the men's final. Roger Federer losing to Novak Djokovic in a nail-biter which lasts 5 hours. Talk about getting your money's worth. In other news, ICE agents reportedly ready to deport about 2,000 illegal aliens who've been ordered to be deported by the courts across this country. Illegals in 10 cities targeted, including Atlanta and New York. On ABC's This Week program, host Jonathan Carl interviewing Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
If we don't have interior enforcement, we don't have deterrence. Then people think they can get by that first line and they're done. It's over. Well, it isn't over. And over a million people in this country who are here illegally have gone through extensive due process, have removal orders, and have not left.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New Yorkers are absolutely the strongest, the toughest, the most resilient of any people anywhere.
That's New York City's progressive mayor, Bill de Blasio, holding a news conference updating us on Saturday night's blackout.
And when adversity shows up, New Yorkers deal with it in amazing ways.
A big chunk of Midtown Manhattan on the west side without lights for about 5 hours, with thousands of people trapped underground in the subway system.
One thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism. It was not a massive energy need, electricity need driving this. It was actually a pretty low-level amount of energy being used yesterday compared to some other times.
Broadway shows in Times Square forced to cancel because of no lights and no air conditioning, and J-Lo cutting her concert short at Madison Square Garden.
They're asking everybody to evacuate very slowly and calmly.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
ICE agents reportedly ready to deport illegal aliens with criminal records today. Illegals in 10 cities targeted, including New York and Atlanta. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. It's very simple.
President Trump says the immigration raids that are expected to be getting underway today in 10 U.S. cities are designed to target illegal immigrants who already have final deportation orders. But in Los Angeles County, California, Supervisor Hilda Solis says all illegal immigrants are afraid they're going to get caught up in the raids over the next several days.
People are petrified, and it's sad because young children that need to go to school or can get meals at summer school or whatever, they won't go.
The U.S. Coast Guard in action, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The heart-pounding video shows the U.S. Coast Guard service member jumping on the ship in the eastern Pacific that was traveling at an estimated 40 knots. He pounded on the hatch until one of the drug smugglers opened it. I spoke to Nathan Jones of the DEA about this drug bust on the open seas.
They're going to find any means necessary, any weak point, any chink in our armor to move these drugs into the United States. Because, again, we pay the most, and we are large consumers of this, so they're going to do whatever they can to get it in here.
The ship contained 933 pounds of illegal drugs, including cocaine, valued at $569 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.